Thank you and good morning. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills stood in front of gathered media at just before 8 o'clock last night to issue a statement regarding an officer-involved shooting that sent one person to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Mills said that the incident began when the suspect fled the scene of a CHP traffic stop at about 4:45 near Roy's Auto Center. The officer reported the armed suspect fled on foot and law enforcement personnel in the immediate area responded. Eureka police chased the suspect on foot before he attempted to steal a car near 5th and B Streets at just before 5. Gunfire was exchanged and at least four officers fired shots at the suspect, who was hit and who was then taken to the hospital for treatment. No officers or passersby were injured during the incident. The investigation into the incident is ongoing, and the County Critical Incident Response Team, which investigates all officer-involved shootings, will be involved. Those of us at the news desk will remember him for his pithy "Oh Yes" campaign slogan when he voiced his support for a 2010 Eureka ballot measure that raised the city's sales tax rate to provide funding for public safety. It wasn't often that you'd get Leo Sears to support a tax hike, but Measure O was needed to offset a multi-million dollar deficit, and Eurekans felt the same way and passed the measure. Leo Sears passed away overnight from Sunday into Monday morning, and residents, along with current and former city officials, remember a man who cared deeply about the city and who could be a thorn in the side of local government. Sears was a graduate of Eureka High and HSU and served the county as an auditor until his retirement in 1996. The County Elections Office has certified the results of the election and will send the final report to the Secretary of State's office. The results show the Measure U, the controversial transportation sales tax increase, failed, but there was some support as the measure went down with 48% of the vote. Measures S and V also passed, the county marijuana tax measure, and the mobile home rent stabilization proposal. Austin Allison was confirmed the winner for Eureka City Council seat, defeating John Fullerton. Allison ended up with 55% of the vote. You can view the final election results at the county election page. Members of the SEIU, who had planned to conduct a one-day work stoppage on Monday, have agreed to a tentative contract with the state, one that Governor Brown says is a prudent contract that will protect the state and provide state workers with salary increases. If union members agree, they will get a $2,500 bonus and an 11.5% raise over 4 years. Members would also see lower increases to health care and retirement contributions that are used to pay down the state's massive $74 billion unfunded liability. The union represents more than 95,000 state workers, including general office, information technology, custodians, and engineers. Jordan Christmas has Rotary news.
The Rotary Club of Eureka held a luncheon on Monday to honor the passing of longtime member Jim Howard, who passed away at age 100 in November. Howard was a member of the Rotary for more than 40 years, and as a small business owner, he ran Jim's Shoeshine in downtown Eureka for more than 40 years. Howard also served as a volunteer for many organizations and was a Eureka City Council member.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS News on this frosty morning. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There remain an awful lot of questions regarding the passage of Prop 64 that legalized the personal possession and cultivation of small amounts of cannabis, and not all of those questions will be answered at the state level. For city leaders like Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks, questions surrounding licensing, cultivation, distribution, and the always looming specter of the Coastal Commission need to be addressed. The City Council has already approved zoning regulations for the medical marijuana industry that could carry over to Prop 64, but the city waits on a decision from the Commission.
We dealt with this with the medical cannabis regulations recently. But one of the areas that's still a big unknown is that part of the city that's in the coastal zone, and that part of the ordinance that needs to be approved through the Coastal Commission, how that will look when that decision's finally made, or if they come back with any proposed changes to what the council had already approved.
Sparks also pointed out that it could be a while before all the answers to many questions are found and regulations are crafted and rules put in place. Sparks points to Prop 215 as an example.
Certainly, at the legislative level, it took really 20 years to come up with some comprehensive regulations after the state had, the medical cannabis had been passed. So I don't think we can wait 20 years. A lot of questions out there in terms of cultivation and the dispensaries for that.
You can listen to Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks talk marijuana and zoning by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information,